In this Florida classroom, Barbara Leach and Marcella Bush practice Polish with their teacher. They are what experts call heritage speakers. Leach grew up in the United States, but her Polish parents did not speak English at home. Now, decades after speaking Polish as a child, Leach has decided to take up the language again.
After my mother passed away 15 years ago, I didn't have anyone to speak Polish to, and you end up just don't use it, you forget it. So I decided to take the Polish classes. And it's really helped a lot, because once I started taking those, I started thinking back in Polish. When I'd see a chair, instead of thinking it's a chair, I'm thinking of it in Polish.
Warsaw, Poland, capital of the country that is ancestral home to some 10 million people now in the U.S. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates about 2/3 of a million Americans speak Polish at home. Here in Florida, where the two women are studying their traditional language, Bush says interest is booming.
We usually have about 20 people in the Polish classes. So that's kind of amazing to have 20 people interested in learning a very difficult language.
China is another country whose language is gaining in popularity in the U.S. At last count, the Language Association found a record 34,000 college students were studying Chinese, and a linguistics group stated an increasing number of those students are of Chinese descent. Dr. Alana Lon heads the Chinese department at a Florida college.
What we see is Chinese is becoming one of the most up-and-coming foreign languages, and for the first time we have established a full-time professor to teach Chinese to various cohorts of our students.
The U.S. government funds work promoting heritage language skills. For example, the U.S. gave more than $300,000 to the University of California to track minority language use each year in immigrant communities. But Sophia Wu from Orlando's Chinese School of Tomorrow says training programs for heritage instructors are lacking, especially for those teaching younger students.
The kids are dependent on their level at home. They have different levels of mastering the language. And the teacher and the material, the textbook. And it's not really, I think, now suited for this group. So there's a lot of things need to be done.
Across the U.S., in states like Florida, demand for heritage language courses continues to grow. Arabic, Korean, Vietnamese, and Russian have all seen a surge in popularity. And one study estimated that around half of those enrolling in such language courses are heritage speakers. Steve Mort for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.